This is KERA News. One of the iconic figures in North Texas news made some news himself this week.
Well, after 34 great years, I have decided to retire from daily news on March 1st of next year.
That's WFAA-TV anchor John McKay, who's been a fixture on Channel 8 since before a good number of his viewers were born. After his big announcement, McKay sat down with KERA's Rick Holter for this week's Friday Conversation.
Congrats on making this move. Why now?
My wife and I have been thinking about it for a while. 34 years seems it seems like the right time. I do think that television news is moving in a different direction than it has in the past. In some senses, the news has switched from watch this to watch me, and I've never been a watch me guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not something that interests me. So now seems to be the good time.
You got to know Dale Hansen even before you came to Texas,
back
in Nebraska. He made an interesting point this week.
You have changed the face of news in North Texas and inspired, and I'm dead serious about this, inspired thousands of young kids who look like you, and young boys in particular, to dream something that was not possible.
You kind of shrugged that comment off the other night on television, but what's it like to fulfill that role?
I'm 64. When I was a kid growing up in Omaha, the only black folk on TV I saw were people who were getting arrested and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I had no relatives like that. No one was doing the news. When I got my degree, older black folk who lived in Omaha, and then I got my job in television, they said, let me be blunt, don't go out there and embarrass us. And so you really carry this sense of, you haven't done this on your own. Other people have done this for you to get this opportunity. And so every day I think about that. Do I hope that I have given people that hope? Oh, absolutely. I probably kind of shrugged it off because it's not easy for me to talk about that and not mm-hmm. get emotional about it, because I have been there. I know what those young people are going through. And I had black folk tell me, this isn't going to happen. You can't do this.
You've been such a calming presence for years. It's funny. I talked to a number of people and the word they said was calm. Especially at times when people are upset. I'm thinking about natural disasters, the Dallas police shootings. How do you keep your cool?
I'm laughing because I'm sure my wife is probably rolling her eyes and going, cool, really? No, you know, it doesn't make much sense to me to get nervous. Whenever we have breaking news, the image that always comes to my mind is some sixth grader sitting at home, their parents are at work, and something major has happened. A shooting's occurred near a house. The kids are out of school. They're sitting at home. They're watching it on TV. I don't want to do anything to terrify that child, because if that was my child, I wouldn't want to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to be as calm as possible. I'm still a Walter Cronkite fan. He's
right.
Dead. He's been off the news for ages, but he still is the person who I look at as probably the best example of how you should be in an emergency.
Was there ever a moment you felt like you were about to lose that sense of calm?
Calm? Well, no. When I thought that I was going to get emotional, yeah. I mean, any story that has anything to do, I'm a military brat, so
mm-hmm.
the stories that have anything to do with somebody who, they've been overseas, they haven't seen their kids for 2 years, and they're coming back,
mm-hmm.
I have to see those stories in advance, because they still get to me.
Stories
about children who've been injured. Anyone who tells you that you need to throw your feelings aside, you're wasting your time if that's what you want to do and be in this business, I think.
You're leaving at a time of fake news
and
accusations of fake news coming out of the political world, coming out of the White House. Does that make it tougher to be a journalist?
It does, but in some aspects, that's a good thing. I think we've gotten kind of lazy. There are many stories that get on the air with just one source,
mm-hmm.
which is a mistake. And that's resulted in stories that are inaccurate or given the wrong context. That's put some wind in the sails of those who are our opponents, no question about it. How many times have you heard, you know, you don't want to be objective. You don't want to be, if you're in the middle, that means you really don't have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't. It means that what it really should mean is that you've examined everything and you're trying to give the best arguments of all those involved. That's the way I look at it.
Well, here at KERA, we're really looking forward to your next career move. You'll be guest hosting a few episodes of Think the week after next.
Yeah.
Going to be very exciting for us and I think for our listeners. Then it's back to Channel 8 until March 1st. What happens then?
I've been telling my wife for years, we're going to spend more time just enjoying each other's company. And we're going to do that. I mean, she has put up... you've been in the, you know how this business is. We have terrible hours.
Right.
And so I want to, I think the two of us want to spend more time together. I finished a PhD, so I want to work. I'd like to teach some college.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where that will be. We have an interest in moving closer to her family down along the valley and taking life a little easier. I think it's time for us to enjoy each other's company.
Well, John McKay, you've earned it.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time.
No, thank you. Appreciate you.